Yes, yes, this is the music. You should be recognising it by now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this and you don't know what it's heralding, then where have you been?
What have you been doing?
Where have you been?
I'm clapping.
I'm saying, do you know what episode number this is, Judith? This is episode 130.
Can
you haven't
you
listened
believe
to
it?
All 130. Maybe we'll do a quiz one day. Maybe we'll do a quiz. Maybe a Christmas special. Yes, ooh, let's do that.
Do you know what would be really good is if somebody went on Mastermind and their special subject was older and wider.
Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? But, I mean, unfortunately, I think the only people that would be doing that would be either you or me. So that'd be interesting.
Right. But it'd be very puzzling for people, wouldn't it? Because can you imagine? There'd be a whole section on coleslaw.
There'd be a whole section on coleslaw. And the only thing that turns Jenny Eclair on, what is it? Is it A, a banister rail? Is it B? Anyway, there we go. So we shall have a quick health catch-up. Oh, there you go, Judith. That's the cue for a question on your health. You sound a lot better. Last week, you were very husky.
I was.
Very husky indeed, yes. And I could tell that you weren't 100%. You battled through, though, and you gave good show. So, now then, have you got a drink with you? Have you got a lozenge and a drink?
I've got a Strepsil or two. I am a lot better, but yes, it's been hanging around. But anyway, less of that. I know you are not well, and Poppy's
I'm
not
fine
well.
I'm fine myself. I'm fine myself.
Finding yourself.
Me first. Me before
go on,
dog.
Go on. Well,
me
indeed.
Before dog. Oh, Judith, I was eating a Dr. Carg. Now, you see, I'm a big
Dr. Carg fan. Now, you put in the notes the Dr. Carg incident. And I was thinking, well, who's Dr. Carg? Who's Dr. Carg?
Oh, come on, keep
up. I now know what you mean. It's that fucking really strong Ryvita with the bloody...
Well, it's not, yeah. Don't even mention it in the same breath as a Ryvita, because a Ryvita is a flimsy piece of flim-flam. Whereas a Dr. Carg, Judith, you could tie a roof.
With death.
You could tie a roof with a Dr. Carg and it would be waterproof for probably about 5 years. Right, so eating a Dr. Carg and it was it's right at the back, which is fortunate because it just splintered. And you know when you're sort of, when the piece rolls around in your mouth and you're thinking, please let that be a rather large Dr. Carg seed. For the uninitiated, God. Dr. Cargs are, of course, crackers. They are cheese-carrying things, but they're what we call hefty. They are hefty.
Yeah. There's no give in them, is there? Absolutely no give.
When I had a conversation about Dr. Cargs with Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen quite recently,
he said, get you.
I could park my Land Rover on a Dr. Carg. Anyway, I just spat it out in the end, I thought. And I could not tell Judith whether it was tooth or filling.
What do you mean? So,
well, it
so
wasn't
it
silver.
The same.
You see, you know, in the olden days when your old silver fillings fell out.
And it was quite
obvious because there was a big chunk of lead or whatever. Of stuff that conducts Alzheimer's or whatever. Didn't they find out that it was old?
I think they did.
Yeah, they've got a mouthful of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Full of it.
We've got no fucking hope whatsoever.
No chance.
Anyway, I've got a sort of natural coloured, you know, beige kind of filling now.
Yeah.
So that's, and she did a very good job, but she was in there for a long time, Judith.
Jenny,
so I've got that sort of slightly sore jaw, you know, where I've had my mouth open for a very long time.
It's hard keeping your mouth. I bet it was a double appointment that was, wasn't it?
I reckon she was in there for an hour.
Oh, Jenny, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was 175 quid's worth, and I think it was fair enough, really.
You know,
I got the appointment very quickly. So I just, you know, I didn't have it done on National Health. Very sorry, everybody. But I needed it fixing. Do you know what I mean?
You certainly did. I mean, when you're talking a big filling, are we talking, did they have to put those sort of clasps on?
Yes,
With those horrible screws.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like scaffolding
in your mouth, isn't it?
Yes.
And you just for a moment think, well, oh, God, this is never going to be the same again. And when it's all released, your mouth feels weirdly light and quite comfortable
so
and all that.
Horrible.
And I was injected as well. I mean,
of course, only in the gum.
I wasn't injected in the arse. I didn't have a full anaesthetic or anything like that. Because I know you're quite, when you go to the dentist, you're quite a coward, aren't you?
Well,
you
I am a terrible coward. I'm a very, very needy customer indeed. And so much so that the dentist keeps having to say to me, right, shoulders down, just breathe. In fact, actually, if in the very, very unlikely event that, I actually gave birth again. I would like Kieran, my dentist, at my bedside. He was so lovely. But yeah, do you know, once, I think I might have played it up a bit, and they gave me liquid Valium to do some root canal work. Have you ever had that?
No. What, do you actually swig liquid Valium? What's it come in?
No, they inject you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, and, God, it sounds marvellous.
Oh, Jenny, I would quite like more of it. No, it doesn't. I mean, you don't, you're not kind of fully out, but you're a bit drowsy. You can't drive home.
Yeah.
The point is, apparently what happens is that you feel the pain, get this, and you sort of react to it, apparently, but then you instantly forget it.
How bizarre is that?
I know.
I mean, it's a really good job that you and I would be far too squeamish over needles. Otherwise, we'd have all the paraphernalia and we'd just be injecting ourselves all the time. But the actual fact is, you know, we can't be heroin addicts or any other kind of injecting addict because we're too. We can't do the needles and we can't. We're not really. You know, we're too. We don't do the lifestyle either. But the odd dose of liquid. Valium is a treat.
It's a treat.
Yes. Well done. Very. Oh, God.
Well, no, yeah. Well done, you. And the other thing that I think I do when I'm at the dentist is that I gradually, I don't know whether you do this because I hate it so much, is you close your mouth more and more. So they keep having to say, yeah, a little bit wider. Judith, can you open it a bit?
Like you're about 6 years old. Yes. Now, the weird thing about going to my dentist this morning is that, because I've been going to the same dentist for many years, but it's a new practice.
Oh, yeah.
And they have completely given the place a facelift. Oh. And in the old dental studio, whatever it's called, surgery, they put French windows in, and it's so light, the light was flooding in, and they put me on the recliner, and they had to give me a pair of sunglasses. They've got sunglasses because there's so much light flooding into this room now, and it was such a beautiful morning. And for a moment, as you know, just she gave me the injection. And for a while before she started digging away, while it was just taking effect,
I managed
to transport myself, because I was on this recliner, onto a sunbed, onto a beach. And I just genuinely could, I took myself to another place.
Your happy
and
place?
Just a sort of very generic kind of place where...
Clever.
I was, you know, if I'd opened my eyes, I'd have seen the sea. I wouldn't have seen the sea. If I'd opened my eyes, I'd have seen the back garden of this dental clinic in southeast London. But I was very transported, Judith.
I'm very impressed. I am very impressed. That is, you get a double tick. You get a gold star for that.
I'd get some stickers for that. But it's
you
not just me
do.
That's been in the wars, is it? Now, tell us what's been going on, poor old Pops.
Poor old Pops. She's right next to me and she's been spayed today.
Okay, what does this actually involve? What does what happens when they spay?
What do they take out? Well, I think they probably take. I don't know what they take
out. So it's like a hysterectomy.
I think it is. It's quite a big operation, and it's. Jesus! No, it was awful. I took her in this morning, and I just thought, you know, this is the first horrible thing really that's ever happened to you, and she's shivery and she's dribbly.
Is she awake now? Was she fully unconscious for a while?
Oh, yes, I'm sure she was. No, she's kind of very drowsy and shivery and shaky.
Has she got some... Oh, my God. I feel sorry for her and I couldn't give a shit, but really, I feel genuinely sorry for her. Has she got some painkillers?
She has, and then I've got to give her some more tomorrow. And then she's got this full body suit on. They don't do the kind of the lampshade on the head anymore. They do a full body suit, but that you have to kind of unzip when they go for a wee and everything. She can't go off the lead when she's well enough to do that for 3 days. That's going to be a bloody nightmare. Oh, but it's awful to see.
She won't want
journey.
To walk for a bit, Judith. Don't force her out.
No,
don't force her out.
No.
You know, just because you go swimming in cold water when you've got a chest infection, don't drag that poor mutt out when she's just been spayed. Give her a couple of days in bed.
She really does look terribly, terribly sort of sorry
shocked.
For herself.
Does she look
really
shocked?
She really does.
Is she looking at you with eyes as if to say, you let this
what
happen
have
to
you
me?
Done? What yeah. have you just done to me?
Oh
now
my
that,
God.
You know, no, it's... I was really quite tearful when I dropped her off. I know this is ridiculous and she's a dog, but Jenny, she's my baby.
But is she really a dog, Judith? Is she really a dog?
Well, she's not an ordinary dog.
No, of course she's not. She's a special dog. She's Poppy. Yes. Yeah. All right, now then, move along.
Oh, God.
So what treats have you got? Did you buy her a toy or all that sort of thing?
I've chopped her some liver. Which I'm not allowed to give her at the moment. It's like...
Why can't she have it at the moment?
She's too post-operative, apparently.
Okay, so she could choke on it.
But maybe a little bit later on, I might tempt her with a little chocolate. chopped liver. Yeah. I feel just like I'm sure my mum did when I was little and she used to get the Lucozade out. Used to have a bottle of Lucozade with that
Lucozade AIDS recovery.
Yeah. Oh, God, well done. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
And do you remember the really yellow, sort of orangey yellow kind of wrapping?
Cellophane over it. Yeah. And they used to put that over your eyes and everything was orange.
Exactly.
It was great. Yeah.
Exactly. I tell you what it reminded me of, that the idea of going in for a little treat is that I think my mother used to do that, obviously when I was poorly. But I remember when I went in for when I did my 11 plus, which is a big day, you know, to get into grammar school, I was allowed to choose what I had to eat for tea.
Yeah.
It was my big treat. And I had chicken and chips and a lemon meringue out of a packet pie.
Didn't your mother make her own lemon meringue pie?
Of course she didn't. No,
oh, my mum did.
Did she?
June was big on a lemon meringue pie. Oh. It wasn't a week. It wasn't a during the week pudding.
No.
You know my auntie Eileen. You know Eileen, who's 95 and registered blind, and I mean really up until very recently. I mean last time I was round, she had a chilli in the oven. Just on a slow heat.
Did she?
Yes, she did, from scratch.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
She has carers coming in, but, you know, they don't cook, and she can still cook.
Wow.
And but my Auntie Eileen used to offer Uncle Richard, her husband, a choice of puddings every weeknight throughout their marriage. Yeah, two
bloody
puddings.
Hell, that's impressive, and, isn't it?
It's absolutely. And my dad used to say, well, of course, Richard will have a choice at this time. You know, be sitting down to a choice. And the one thing we really hated, the one thing my mother used to sling on the table that everyone just thought wasn't really a pudding, shouldn't really count as a pudding, it was just sheer laziness, was poached pears. She used to poach pears, sometimes in red wine, or sometimes just in sort of pear juice, I don't know, boring, and just served up with cream. She got very sick of cooking, my mother. You could really tell. Everything was, there was a lot of resentment with cooking, but she was good with a lemon meringue pie on a Sunday lunchtime.
Oh, yeah, I'm very
she'd make an effort
you see.
With that. Yeah.
So you were brought up with real, I mean, I don't mind.
My mother never, ever,
that.
Ever did oven ready anything.
Oh, my
never
God, my
reached
did.
For a packet in her life.
Crikey.
She did chips properly in a deep fat fryer. She would never have done an oven chip, not until she was 18. So anyway, when I was ill, we're talking about giving Poppy her sickly supper. So you've got chopped liver and gravy for her. Me, when I was poorly, for starters, my mother never believed me. There was a lot of that going on. She didn't really believe me. But when you know, I did have a temperature of 103 and I was burning up, and eventually she'd sort of, you know, do a lot of hair stroking and it was nice. I'd get, I remember a lot of Jacob's crackers, and this was the only time she used tin soup. Tin tomato soup.
Is that because you adored it? You must have done. So you
liked it. I mean, yes, this is pre my tomato allergy. And if I was allowed to choose a dinner, which I never remember being able to do, not even when it was my birthday. Remember, I wasn't an only child. But my go-to treat food was gammon and pineapple.
Gammon and pineapple?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked gammon. I love a salty meat, Judith, even now, to this day. Yeah,
I've never seen
that's
you eat
my
gammon.
Thing.
Would you choose
You've
that?
Seen me eat ham, though, haven't you? I'm a very ham-based person.
Oh, yes,
you
I
know,
have,
and pork
actually.
Pies and that kind of thing. Yeah, I do like them. Yeah. Salty,
but the pineapple,
bad for
I'm very
you.
Surprised. I'm
yeah,
very surprised.
I know the pineapple. But you see, that was very exotic back then, and I liked
it
grilled on the top so it had caramelised. Yes, that was very exotic.
Did it have You didn't go the cherry. You didn't have the cherry on the top as well. Because I do think in a Bernie Inn, they might have actually put the cherry on the top as well.
I'm not sure whether that just had fallen off from something else, Judith, but there was a lot of those. They weren't glacé cherries. They were those sticky
cocktail
cherries.
Yes,
in the syrup. There you go. Anyway, so that's we've sorted out our health. Have we got any other news this week?
We've
got
some big news, Jenny.
Right.
We've got some very, very,
I'm
very
bracing,
big news.
Bracing.
Yeah,
bracing. Go on.
Now, look, you know, let's not pretend.
I do know what this is.
You do know what the news is.
Yes, I do know. And I think it's one of the most exciting things.
Yes.
Ever. So I'm over to you, Judith. I'm going to sort of just shut up now and I'm going to let you make your announcement.
I've been desperate to tell the gang. But Sienna, as you know, got married over 2.5 years ago, and they've been trying for a baby, and they've been doing IVF. Nothing's been happening. And It's worked. It's worked.
It's a miracle. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm so thrilled.
First time. I mean, she's about 14 weeks now, 14 weeks pregnant. But get this, she's not pregnant with one. She's going to have twins.
She's gone for the double straight
she's
off.
She's gone for the double. She's gone for the double.
The most exciting
very,
thing.
Very, very, very. I'm touching wood. I'm touching wood.
There's a long way to go. Yes, I've got great sweaty palm marks all over my rosewood on the chair legs. They're not legs. What are the arms?
Arms, perhaps. Yes.
Yes, and I'm stroking that
because
wood.
It's a long way to go, isn't it?
She is such a healthy girl. She is very well in herself.
I hope so.
There was such a kind of I don't know. As soon as you told me, the day those eggs were going in,
I just can't keep a secret from you.
No, I know, but I think you needed to sort of like because. I think you were also bracing yourself for disappointment. You were very, very cautious.
I was, actually.
You weren't optimistic. You were really holding it back.
Yes.
And I just felt this real kind of confidence that it was going to be okay. I genuinely did. I really, really did, right from the word go.
That's so sweet because you said that at the time, right from the beginning. And you also even said, I bet you it's twins. And you were absolutely right.
It's so efficient. It's just going to get done.
It is efficient.
It's just going to get done. Now, are we allowed to ask, or have they told you about sex yet, or anything?
They don't know. And would you believe they're going to find out on Ellen's 30th birthday? So what they're planning is because we're going out for a meal to celebrate Ellen's birthday. So what Sienna wants to do is she wants to make three cakes and take them to the restaurant. And get them to do what they call it a gender
reveal.
She's
not going to make. She's not going to make the cakes.
No, but I think she's going to tell them to come up with three different variations, and then when she gets there, she's going to say which it is.
I'm just trying to wonder whether there are any more permutations than three. So you could have two girls.
You could have two boys.
Or one of each.
I was really thinking.
No, there's got to be another one. No, it is the best news. And now, when is due date?
It's in March. They're due
on
March.
My birthday. What if they come on birthday? Can I have one?
Well, we're assuming you're going to have one. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't want Poppy to come and stay, but the twins can come. Brilliant. I'm doing that top bedroom. I'm going to put a little bunk bed in there.
Yes,
I'm going to put
little
tiny bunk beds in just in case you need a break one weekend. I'm going to have the twins. Yeah.
Jeff would be really pleased about that.
He's all right with smalls. He's okay with smalls. As long as he doesn't have to do too much, he's okay. Yeah.
I've forgotten really what... I mean, to be honest, what I found myself over the last few weeks taking a renewed interest in babies.
Have you started that sort of going to the park and peering into
I have.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
you will.
More than that, I kind of look at them and I say, oh, this is sweet. How old? I say to kind of remind myself what they're like. I've no idea.
But is it also opening a conversation so you can end the conversation by saying, yes, you see my daughter?
Yes,
of course. Totally, I'd be doing exactly the same.
God, you know me well. So I think I'm going to be pretty busy.
You're going to be so busy, Judith.
I'm going to be pretty busy, yes.
I mean, it's so fortunate that you're only a few miles away because you are going to be all hands on deck.
I think we are.
Yeah, are you really starting to look at little things as well? You're starting to look at baby grows and things like
that. I am. Well, you know that chain, Jojo Mammon Baby.
Yes, there's one in East Dulwich. Yes, I can't resist it. Whenever friends have babies, I'm absolutely delighted. I love going in there. They have very good sales as well.
Oh, do they? Well, I've never been in one before, but I went into the one in Whitney on Sunday. And, it was like entering this whole new world. Gorgeous things.
Gorgeous little things, aren't they?
Oh, aren't they lovely? Lovely. Yeah. And there's a fabric, which I don't think they had when our babies were little. And it's kind of, I think it's synthetic, but it's like fur. It's really soft. And they have little rabbits with long, dangly kind of comfort blankets from them. That you could kind of stroke. Actually,
sort
like
of fleecy.
One.
A bit.
I'd really like one like myself.
A big, would you, Judith? Would you like one with rabbit ears that you can stroke and suck
really
your thumb?
I really would. Yeah.
It's incredibly exciting. There is no other news. I mean, that has completely beaten the petrol crisis into a cocked hat.
Which is saying something.
But I have to say that I am obviously... Because I went to the dentist today. Guess what the first thing she said to me, Judith? What do you think the first thing my dentist said to me?
Have you had a COVID test?
No, she said, gosh, you've lost weight. Sorry,
Did
I just
she?
Had to... Yeah, I just had to drop that in, Judith.
Well, you haven't told me that, so how come?
Well, I told you that. I started to tell you last week and you got quite cross, so I dropped it. Well,
oh, yes, I blotted it out.
Yeah,
I
you
think
just
I pressed
blotted
it.
You blocked it. You blocked
yeah,
it.
I did.
You sort of said, stop upset. Why did you say that? Stop it. Don't be ridiculous. Well, I think because I'm dancing around the stage for 90 minutes quite often.
Oh, and eating sandwiches to be on the road without any proper meals, probably.
Yeah, yeah. That's
gosh.
And just not drinking that much because I've realised that I can't do it all.
Yeah.
So I can't do it all and get pissed. So, you know, anyway, I've probably lost 3 pounds.
Well, there's a silver lining, isn't it? Very
yeah,
good. Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I've bought myself some treats this week as well.
Oh, go on. Are they, is it in the shape of clothes?
Yeah. We'll talk about clothes as well, because I had a sort of thing, Judith, on Saturday afternoon, and I got completely lost down a kind of Twitter/internet warren of clothing. Sorry, I just did a terrible burp.
You
that
did,
was disgusting.
Didn't you? Yes.
It wasn't. I never burp properly, but it kind of came halfway out down my nose in a fizz of sort of Diet Coke. But there we go. So on Saturday afternoon, I idly sort of put into my Twitter account, you know, who makes great clothes? Women of my age. I don't want anything made by children in third world countries. I want something a bit more sustainable, yeah. And I want colour. I want flair. I want, you know, fashion sort of thing. I got some shit suggestions.
Well, I
have
saw.
To say.
I don't very often look at your Twitter, but actually,
it
gathered quite a lot of momentum, didn't it?
Just, I mean, the brief was quite specific. It was like I wanted to. What I really wanted was a treat. I've been on the road now for quite a long time,
yeah.
And I just thought I have not bought any new clothes for so long that aren't. You know, I bought some stuff for the tour. But for, you know, everything I've got is so tatty and so worn. Yeah, and I just thought, I want 3 new pieces just to sort of zhuzh my wardrobe up.
Yep. Isn't that interesting?
Because I got told what people should have and what they shouldn't have and all this kind of thing. And if one more person, there were several sites that were suggested a lot. And some of them I don't like, but I'll run them by everybody because I think they might be useful. So I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to go and get a pen and a piece of paper, because these are the labels that came up that I'm going to sort of just give you for a sort of
research purposes. Yeah, because we're all doing it, aren't we? We're all after awesome clothes at the moment. Every single one of us. Yeah.
Right.
Go on, I'm waiting.
With you in mind, Judith, there's some people are saying Nancy Mack for posh bridal stuff because I know you've got a wedding next year.
Oh, interesting. How do you spell Mack? M-A-C,
Nancy M-A-C. Mack.
Nancy yeah. Mack. Okay.
I think it's too wasted. I think for me, it's far too wasted, but you still have a waist. Mm. Kit and Caboodle for, but that's summer linens.
No,
are non-clingy every day.
No, I'm just crossing
but
that
I think
not
you should. Okay.
But in the future, right.
Oh dear. Olive for knitwear.
Olive for knitwear. Wear. Okay.
Truva for the odd gem. Now, a lot of my followers adore Gudrun Sodgen, but it's too giant toddler for me. It's too giant toddler.
Is that the one with all the baggy trousers and the asymmetrical kind
no,
of dots?
That is Forgotten Tribes, which is a very dropped crotch asymmetrical thing.
Yeah, that's not,
that I
that's
quite
not
like,
for
but it's for those sort of tiny little yoga girls that sort of suddenly kind of, you know, just wrap things around them, then wrap another thing around them, then put a belt around the gusset and all that kind of thing, get away with it. I mean, otherwise, it's all the usuals. It's toast, it's Bowden, it's sea salt.
I don't mind a bit of sea salt.
I think sea salt, but I kept saying to everybody, yes, sea salt is fantastic for basics, but it's not where I'm going to go for my tour treat, is it? It's not where I'm going to go and spunk a load of money and just go, I will never take this. I love this and it's my special, special thing. But I do think it's really good quality.
Yeah.
There's some interesting labels online, including Zuri, which Sarah Millican is wearing on stage at the moment. And that for very basic stuff, there's a company called Kettlewell, which uses a sort of Dulux paint chart to pick your colour.
Ooh.
And then you, it leads you to what they have in that particular Ooh. Hue. So it's quite a fun website.
Like the idea of that.
So you just, yeah, you get this Dulux colour range in front of you. You go, right, I want something in orange. And then it's got a Cotogen in orange. It's only got one thing in orange, but, you know, it's got many more things in other colours. And then there are three really posh labels that I'm going to give you, which are mostly out of everybody's pockets, including mine. So don't get your knickers in a twist, everybody.
I'm not writing this one down. I'm not even writing it down.
I don't know, though. Serena Butte for jewel-coloured silks. I think there's the odd silk blouse for you, Judith, who would look fabulous. And my favourite, La Double J, which is so out of my league, but so great. And a company called Lissou, which is LISOU.com. Proper label stuff if you have the figure and the money. I haven't got either, but there's also a vintage blouse thing called blousyvintage.com, and they've got some good sort of fun things that, and very reasonable, so there you go. But to finish off on the fashion thing, because it took up a huge number of hours of my weekend, because
I
investigated every single website that people suggested. I genuinely did. It became like a proper research hobby. It kept me like a school project, you know, like that. You know, when you did it properly. I did that, Judith. Yeah. But one woman tweeted to say she'd gone to John Lewis and booked a stylist to help her, and it had been a complete revelation. And her quote was, "Where had all these fantastic clothes been hiding?" So I think that that possibly is the answer for a lot of us.
That's a very interesting idea.
To someone, and I think you particularly would enjoy it.
Yes, I might. Yes, I mean, I've often looked at the John Lewis brand. Is it called Kin? K-I-N.
I don't even know whether that is John Lewis's own. It's a Scandi label.
I think it might be. Well, they have a lot of it. They have a big section of it. And it's a bit like COS.
Yeah.
It's quite sort of simple. You know, you'd have to zhuzh it up with scarves and things, and I'm not very good at scarves. I think I might take a look at those.
Kin is John Lewis. I've just had a look. I think that Kin is a useful thing to look at. And I have to say that when I was in John Lewis in Leicester, that was opposite the hotel by accident.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed the brows. I enjoyed the brows. I thought, because it's got all the different franchises. Anyway, there you go. Sorry if you're not interested in fashion. I know a lot of you aren't, because I've seen your avatars. You're all in fleeces, walking dogs. So
have you not bought anything?
Well, what I've bought, and fully expecting to send back, I've bought a stupidly expensive blouse shirt from Toast that probably won't do anything for me.
Patterned?
Patterned. Yeah, okay. As sort of. I'll photograph it when it comes.
Yes, please.
On if it's not going back. I bought some Blunston boots.
Oh, I don't know what that is. What's a Blunston boot? I don't know what that is.
It's a Chelsea boot, but they are sort of all weather, and it's a grey suede sort of Chelsea boot. Oh, I think you've got something quite similar.
I've got lots of Chelsea boots. I wear nothing but Chelsea boots.
Yeah, so it's a new Chelsea boot.
I don't know that make. Very nice.
They're sort of a very practical kind of. So that's my practical buy. And then I bought a petrol blue big kind of slouchy cardigan from Zara, which is not too expensive. But those are my three out items. And no doubt, because I haven't tried any of them on, they will all arrive.
They'll all go back.
But I've had my shopping rush.
Which is mostly the point of it. I tell you what, the shop that always disappoints me with clothes is Anthropologie. Anthropologie is a shop that I absolutely adore in terms of the stuff that they sell, except their clothes. I mean, their clothes just would not do anything for me at all.
No, it's far too boho and frilly-frolly.
Their shoes
are really interesting, though, at the moment. They have some mental shoes. They have some normals in amongst, but they've got some interesting trainers as well that look quite bonkers. So there we go. Anyway, I've tried with that, everybody. And, you know, COS is quite dull this season. I think it is. Yeah.
Yes.
There's no pattern.
No, there isn't, is there? And, I mean, Bowdoin is where I suppose I would go for pattern.
Well, they have the beautiful silk blouses. They do, in the silks, there's a fabulous rainbow silk at the moment. Yeah, no, it's really, really good.
Well, I can't do clingy. That's the other thing I have to watch out with is now I can't do anything clingy.
Well, why would you want clingy? Neither of us can do clingy. I can't do clingy at all because the worst thing with clingy for me is that my bosom is slightly smaller than my tummy. That's my shape, you know. So I have, you know, like if you've got a really good firm bosom, then your shirts will hang off your bosom and not skim your tummy because your bosom is like a shelf, isn't it?
Very much a very large shelf in my case.
Well, there you go. It's much. Yes. Your tummy isn't so much of a problem with me. Well, think, you know, tiny. Well, not tiny, but smallish tits.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
tummy, and you're in trouble. You've got to be very careful. So there you go.
Yes.
We are time for Culture Corner, I think, Judith. I really
definitely
think
Culture Corner. Now, yes. Now I've had a big outing. Big outing, Jenny. I went to see the Bond film, so you
three
don't
hours,
have to.
3 hours, Judith.
Oh,
how
God,
did
it is long. Yeah, or, have you been to see it? Have you seen it?
No. But Phoebe took her dad and the cousins went last night at the IMAX Centre.
Did they like it?
Jeff did. Phoebe told me on the phone secretly that she didn't rate it very highly.
No, I didn't, Jenny. I didn't. I mean, I was kind of looking out for the big sort of Phoebe Waller-Bridge influence. You know what I mean? And I couldn't really see a lot. I mean, it's more of a love story, and it's than the previous ones. And it's kind of, you know, it's fuller emotionally. And
well,
and
that
actually,
will be Phoebe Waller-Bridge kind of
yes,
influence.
I mean, yes, I mean, whatever influence she had, it would have had to have been pretty sort of subtle, knowing the brand. But no, it's kind of softer and sort of more emotional. And actually, it's a bit of a love story. And that's a nice, refreshing change. And there's some great, glamorous female spies. I mean, really, that's brilliant. I love all that. Although I kind of missed Judi Dench. I missed Judi Dench big time.
Did you have a kip at any point, or did you remain?
Not really, but no. I was very tempted to look at my phone. But the thing is, there was about an hour, or maybe 45 minutes, of that really annoying, stupid end game that always happens in the Bond things, which is kind of like Tracy Island. You know, they go somewhere and it's like Tracy Island, and they've got these big sort of doors that, you know, that kind of open from the top, and the world is about to end. And then there were hundreds of kind of extras with all in pink, you know, all in one suits, kind of sweeping up bits of sand. And at that point, I just thought, oh, really? A shame, isn't it? That's a shame.
I still haven't managed to find time to go and see my prequel to The Sopranos. I did get a message from somebody on our notice board saying she was disappointed and thought it was rushed and crowded.
Oh, disappointed is a big word. We know,
I know, I know. And I just thought, no. Dear. Anyway, TV-wise, I thought Strictly was wonderful on Saturday night. We had, you know, one of those nights off from the tour, and it was raining, and there was this, and Phoebe and Tristram happened to be round because Tristram needed his root canal work doing at the same dentist I've just been to today. So Phoebe was waiting for him at our house and doing some work, and then he had to go off to his work for about 3 hours, so she stayed here, and I had nothing to feed them with, Judith. Absolutely nothing. Would you ever get into a point? Would you? Because I don't keep stuff in the freezer because my freezer's only, you know, big enough for peas and ice cream. I had a fish pie for me, a ready meal, and I had a cottage pie for Jeff. I had nothing else in. And I felt quite embarrassed because they were obviously going to stay for supper and there was nothing. I didn't even have a jar of pesto. And then Phoebe was only gluten-free, so I had no pasta for her. Nothing, nothing, nothing. They had to get a takeaway delivered to our house.
Well, that sounds like a nice evening in to
me. It was a lovely evening in, despite the fact that sort of in terms of being a shit mother and not having anything to cook.
Well, you are on tour. I think you're forgiven. Yeah. I think you're allowed, Jenny.
Yeah, it was lovely. And I thought, there was that point when Craig gave Greg Thingy 3 points.
What was that about? Why did he do that? Was there a sort of, do they have a kind of previous?
There's some past there, isn't there?
There's
some,
or else, hasn't there?
I have my own theories on that, but anyway, I had a reaction to it that was not kind.
It was vicious though. Oh gosh.
Oh yeah, it was. It was very pointed and really sort of saying something that is, anyway, there we go. That's what happened. But it was a night of revelation, and the people that you didn't think were going to come good came good.
That's right.
It was just such a wonderful wonderful kind of shiny thing in all the shit.
I know, absolutely, amongst a lot of shit.
There's so much shit.
Yeah, and also I like the woman from Dragon's Den. Is she called Sarah Davis?
Yes, she's Sarah. Quite, she's
yeah, Sarah Davis. Yeah. I like her, and she's doing quite well.
Yes, because she was rubbish last week. Both she and Tilly Ramsey looked like they were going out, and they really came good. No, they did. The standard is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Really is. I mean, you know, I just sort of watch with awe. I mean, and Judy Love. I mean, God, that woman can dance. She can shake that to her. She just did something so wonderful.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she's a big girl, but wow, she can really give it some move on the dance floor. Anyway, there we go. My new thing on television, Metal Shop Masters, does. It's like Blown Away. Yes, it's like the glass-blowing one, but it's in a metal shop. But it's basically welding and making things. But the challenges...
I mean, fancy things.
All sorts of really fancy things. It's really difficult. The challenges are quite challenging. And I think that's why they've only got about 7 contestants, because I think they've scoured Canada and only come up with a few... and there's a bloke that I know you would fancy, and he's called Ivan.
Oh.
And he wears a sort of little denim Donovan cap. And I think you'd go for him, Judith. I really do.
Very
quickly, have you heard of Squid Game?
Yes, I have. This is this Korean thing.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I thought it was just a kind of sci-fi thing, but it isn't. It's more than that, isn't it?
It's more than that. It sounds quite dangerous to me. Haven't got into it, but I know it's big. So
we
what
give
about.
That a go, shouldn't we? We
should. Well,
give
we should. Go. But I'm not sure it's for us. And it's subtitles or it's dubbed.
Okay.
So what are you watching, Judith?
I tell you what we've started watching is a new thing, which is trending on Netflix, which is called Maid, which is a series based on a real memoir of a woman who sort of escapes, a young mum who escapes an abusive relationship. Emotionally abusive relationship with her, you know, she runs away with a child, and basically has to become this, you know, a kind of cleaner to, you know, to get a roof over her head.
It sounds quite period, doesn't sound contemporary.
I think it is contemporary, but I don't know, but it might have been written maybe 10 years ago.
Okay,
but I think it probably still holds very true, particularly in terms of the. You know, an abusive relationship and actually how persuasive they can be. America.
Okay.
Yeah. So watching that's rather good. And I also started watching Alma's Not Normal, which is...
Rave reviews.
Oh, very good, very good.
Yeah,
and
very
it's got
funny.
A wonderful Siobhan Finnegan in it, apart from anything else.
Yeah, it's got a great cast. I saw actually Jade Adams is in that, and I saw her last night. We were sharing a venue.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I popped into to her side of the theatre to say hello. It was really nice to see her.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, and book-wise, I am... I'm really enjoying Miriam's autobiography now. I really am. I've got well into it. And it is shocking sometimes. It's very funny. I've laughed out loud. Sometimes I go, oh, Miriam.
Yes, I know what you mean. Well, I've just got to the bit where she says she had her first orgasm at 8 years old. Gosh. Walking past her favourite teacher's house. I mean,
God,
I just thought,
yeah.
Really? God.
God, that's like a magic trick, isn't it?
It's not. I wish it was that easy for the rest of us. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Some of us had to pull ourselves up on the banister rail and didn't manage anything until we were 12. So that's a great book. And I mean, there's a bit in it at the moment that is so pertinent to some of the behaviour of some of the police when she got done for parking on a double yellow line, was so angry she ripped up her parking ticket, and it all ended up with her having a vaginal examination. I felt very angry on her behalf.
Oh my
then.
Goodness. Really?
Yeah. God. And it's the sort of that kind of behaviour that, you know, you thought had stopped and actually hadn't, as we know with the Sarah Everard. But what I think that now is all the good coppers can wake up in the morning thinking, thank fuck, I can blow the whistle. I can blow the whistle and
very
people
true.
Will
that is
listen.
Very, very true.
And all the good cops now have got, that is their job. That is their job above anything else. Any of that kind of shit going on that they know about, they have to shout and scream from the rooftops, because that is the only way that you can get rid of institutionalised sexism, racism, is if when people tell, they tell on the baddies. And everybody has got absolute right to do that now.
God.
And that's the only silver lining. That is the only silver lining to it. So there we go.
It is. I find it a little bit disturbing that she talks about mummy and daddy all the way through. Oh. And which is kind of weird, isn't it? And actually, I think I called my parents mummy and daddy. It's a very much an old, an only child kind of trait, I think. But it is a little bit disarming, isn't it, in somebody of her age who still calls them mummy and daddy.
Yes, that makes me recoil a bit. But, you know, she's so... But it's so balanced by sort of the constant use of the sucking off phrase that, you know, for any little bit of cuteness, there's enough sucking off going
there
on.
There certainly is, yeah. No, it's a good read. It is a good read.
I've got a last minute telly job this week, so we are recording this very early. So if there are any big news items that we haven't covered, sorry about that, but I have to go away for a few days to do a hush-hush
job. You've got a hell of a week. You've got a bloody busy week.
And I'll be seeing you on Friday.
On Friday, looking forward to that. Yeah, looking forward to that very much.
Okay.
Okay, and we've got one email just before we finish, which is somebody who recommended an audiobook, actually. Now, it's from Joe JF, brackets Bristol, but no age, tut tut. You know, that's shoddy work,
isn't it? Sloppy
work. Now, she says that, you've probably read this book because you're such a big reader.
No,
but
I haven't.
Oh, right, okay. She recommends a book called The 392, and it's by Ashley Hickson Lovance, and it's on Audible, and it follows the story of the number 392 bus in London, which goes from Hoxton to Highbury, and it's a 36-minute journey, and I think it follows the characters that get on the bus, but it's obviously there's another kind of narrative arc over and above that, but
she's very keen on that book. She basically raved about it,
so thank you, Joe, that's our
book recommendation from a listener, 392 by Ashley Hickson Lovance. Okay, Judith, you go and look up baby growth. Oh, sorry, yes, there's the dog first, then the idea of those little babies growing, like, what size are they now? How big are they?
She sends a text every week, because now there's an app, you know, that says how big they are, and they're pairs at the moment. Big, actually.
A pair of pairs. That's big, isn't it, now?
Yes, it is,
They'll
really
be growing sort of features and things. They won't just be a collection of cells now. I think they're actually sort of sprouting limbs and things.
Isn't it extraordinary? Isn't it bloody magical?
So, it really is. Congratulations to
Thank
Sienna.
You
well
very
done.
Much. Okay, well, look, on that note... Well, I hope you get through this difficult week, and I'm sure... I hope you enjoy the week. And
well,
I really look forward
ditto,
to seeing you
and I hope Poppy recovers and is bounding about and causing all sorts of mischief very soon. Lots of love. Thanks, Daisy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jenny.